Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Hello, my friends. Welcome to a brand new edition of First Touch. My name is Nico Beefsauce, and we'll be spending the next hour talking about the beautiful, the sport we all love. And I'm talking about soccer, football, whatever you want to call it. We all love it. We had a fantastic week. We had a Premier League week that had midweek games because leagues have to stop. They have to end the season short because the World Cup is coming. And also, I got to start talking about the World Cup because we had World Cup draws today, which I've been waiting for like a maniac. Once the group gets announced, we know where teams are going to play. And I believe Sunday we will have the final schedule of where all these beautiful matchups are going to be happening between Canada, Mexico, and the United States of America. And I couldn't be more excited to be part of this show and be part of the World Cup because, listen, this is going to be absolutely historic. The midweek games of the Premier League are absolutely incredible. A lot of good things to take away, mainly good action, a lot of goals, some records being broken, which I feel like is always something that we look forward to, especially in the world of sports. We look for guys to exceed expectations per day. I am sad that Greece is not going to be part of the World Cup, but watching the groups, I got to tell you, there's some groups that are going to be tricky, even for the big dogs. And when I'm talking big dogs, I'm talking about World Cup winners and teams that in general are going to the World Cup to be either in the final or win the whole thing. Messi and Ronaldo having the last World Cup is going to be absolutely historic. I was listening to Messi the other day saying, oh yeah, I don't know if I'm going to be there. At least I'm going to be there to watch. Leo, nobody's buying that. We all know you're going to play. There's no way Argentina is going to be part of the World Cup without Lionel Messi. His final hurrah in the final performance of his career, because this is the big stage. Argentina are champions. They are defending their title in this World Cup. Whether people like it or not, I absolutely love it. I wanted Messi to win a World Cup before he ended his beautiful career. So let's see what happens. First Touch is going to be here covering Premier League, the World Cup, and obviously the beautiful Champions League that's coming back. We have not forgotten about that. Copa Africa is coming as well. If you're a soccer fan, this is a beautiful time to be around. I have literally zero time without soccer action. Stay right where you are. Nico beeps us on the mic. First Touch is coming right back.
When you switch to Progressive, you could save bundling your home and auto. Then you could put that money towards some of the surprisingly more expensive things in life.
Attention passengers, we've reached 10,000 feet and internet is now available for purchase.
I just paid hundreds for this flight and you can't even throw an internet? I'll just take the free pretzels.
Sorry, but I do have snack boxes for sale.
I'm just going to sleep.
In that case, we are selling pillows and blankets as well.
I'll just breathe. That's free, right?
Life costs a lot. So bundle and you could save with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted, something premium, something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, to
Celebrate responsibly.
Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctor volunteers. Their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Welcome back to First Touch. Nico Beeps us on the mic. We got to talk about match week 14 of the Premier League. 33 goals scored in this match week. The record is 45, which sounds absolutely insane to think about. But 33 goals is still such an action-packed fixture. That's an action-packed match week that it had me buzzing. Say, let's start with my favorite game. Manchester City 5, Fulham 4. Manchester City playing away from home. They went up 3-0 around the 40th minute, I believe. Haaland had a brace. Reinders had a beautiful chip over the keeper on a 1-on-1. And then Phil Foden had two goals. Fulham looked lost in this. And I loved City Moneyline before this match week came because I was saying to myself, Fulham has been playing bad all year. City's going to go there. They don't have the you know, they're not comfortable enough to drop any more points. They're chasing after Arsenal. Arsenal is looking great. And if Arsenal is to drop points, City has to be right there in order to put some pressure on them. The half ends 3-1 City. And then second half starts, City goes up 5-1. So other games are going on. I'm thinking to myself, let me watch Newcastle play Tottenham. I turn the game back around, and actually Tyler texts me and goes, what are City doing? So I go to the score line, and Fulham is 4-5 now. And I got to tell you, if City did not manage to win this game, we would be talking about a reason for Pep Guardiola to quit coaching soccer and go watch ping pong, coach ping pong even, if he wanted to. Because, like, listen, if you're up 4 goals to a team, even if you're away from home with the caliber of team that Pep Guardiola has, there's no excuses to drop points. City gets it done at the end of the day. Guardiola has an off-the-line clearance with seconds to go. City look absolutely horrendous defending. And I got to say, for this team to compete for the Premier League, they need to be scoring 3-4 goals per game because their defense is absolutely horrendous. Leeds played them at Etihad over the weekend. City were up 2-0. They found themselves tied 2-2, and they had to put the game away early. Late again. But God bless. If you're a City fan, I don't even know how you do it. Haaland becomes the fastest player to ever reach 100 Premier League goals in 111 games. I think that's really special. The best one-touch finisher in the Premier League history. And I feel like this guy can be compared to Ronaldo in terms of how clinical he is. Props to him. And I hope he has an amazing World Cup. Fulham still in a tough position. Fulham has had a really bad season so far. They're floating around the relegation zone, although they are 5 points clear from West Ham. They're 18th. Let's see how that season goes. I feel like they're not going to have it easy all the way until the end. Villa 4, Brighton 3. Villa playing at Brighton. Also a really weird game because of the scoreline. Brighton goes up 2-0. And then Ollie Watkins finds a way to not only score two goals after being dry for a very long time. Everybody was talking about Ollie Watkins being the guy to move from Villa over the summer as Newcastle was losing Isak, Liverpool was looking for another striker, and everybody was like, oh, where's Ollie Watkins going to go? This guy has been silent. Has it been the fact that he didn't move? Does he feel not motivated? I don't think so. I feel like he's going through a bad spell. He finds two goals, gets the halftime to be 2-2, and then the second half starts, and Villa absolutely demolishes Brighton at home. Brighton, I don't know. I feel like defensively, not as consistent as they would like to be. And when you score three goals at home, I'm sorry, but you can see four, you're going to lose every time. I know this is common sense, but moving on, Leeds United 3, Chelsea 1. I feel like this is a big fumble for Chelsea. Cole Palmer played in this game, which I think this is great for Chelsea because they absolutely need their best player to be on the pitch in order to compete. Whether it's going to be for the Premier League, I don't know. Chelsea are now fourth with 24 points. They're 9 points away from Arsenal, which seems like a lot of ground to cover for this team. But at the end of the day, Chelsea need points. They have Champions League football coming up next week. And losing to Leeds, that is a team that will be happy to stay in Premier League and not get relegated, is not the best result for them. Defensively, a lot of mistakes. Sanchez arguing with his center backs. There was a lot of fumbles in terms of like what easy goals Chelsea gives away, especially this season. But what matters is that Leeds gets a big win at home, and they get to do it in style, scoring 3-1. Fans going absolutely insane. And for the first time, Daniel Farke, which is the Leeds coach, played a 3-5-2. And I credit him because I feel like Chelsea seemed like they didn't know how to deal with Leeds. Leeds scored early in the first half with a corner kick. Bad reaction from Sanchez on that one. He basically like punched it in net. It was a powerful header that came in. But Chelsea center backs, a lot of problems. I feel like facing two strikers at the same time did not help them. Everton at Bournemouth gets a big win with 1-0. A scrappy but historic win for Everton, claiming their first ever Premier League victory at Bournemouth Stadium. Bournemouth Stadium, guys, for whoever doesn't know, it's a 10,000 capacity stadium, which is, I mean, you get it. It's that's tiny. Premier League stadiums are an average 30, 40,000 people. Anfield is over 60. So it is small, but it's tough to play there because the fans are really loud and the stadium is always packed. Everton had never won there, and they get a big win with a goal by who else? By Jack Grealish. Not a guy that's known for scoring, but he is the best Everton player. He is the most decorated player in that team, and he gets a big goal away from home. Bournemouth now, we were sitting here talking about how great Bournemouth was doing at the beginning of the season. But guess what? Bournemouth now is sitting in the 14th place with 19 points, 7 points clear of relegation. Am I saying that Bournemouth is going to be in the relegation conversation? I absolutely doubt that this will happen. Their start to the season was extremely promising. I feel like this team would have played easily, would have placed themselves easily in the top six. And now it seems like they're out of that conversation. I mean, They're only like four or five points away from that top five, top six conversation, but they seem to be struggling. They seem to be struggling with absolutely everything they do on the field. I mean, they're playing Everton. Everton is a good team, but Everton just got thrashed by Newcastle at home. Newcastle exposed their defensive holes. And then a couple days later, it's not that Bournemouth didn't really dominate this game. It's that Bournemouth did not create nearly enough opportunities for themselves to win. And I thought going into this game, Bournemouth is going to have to take this game, get back on a winning track, and do something better because they deserve it. But it seems like something's not working. And I feel like Semenyo is the guy to step up at this point for Bournemouth and put it back together, because this team deserves better. Nottingham Forest getting a big win against Wolves. Wolves officially 14 games, zero wins. And guess who they play next? They play Manchester United. I'm not saying this to be funny, but it's kind of funny to think that Wolves will get their first win in the Premier League this season against Manchester United. Do I think it's going to happen? Absolutely not, especially with United dropping points. We're going to talk in one of our next segments. But, man, Wolves is such a terrible team. I give so much credit to the Wolves fans for showing up and filling up that stadium. Igor Jesus for Forest gets a big goal off a header, a bad exit from the Wolves keeper. He just taps it into Forest. With this win, they go 15 points, 3 points clear from relegation, but it seems like just turn around with Sean Dyche. I give him a lot of credit, because Forest looked terrible during Ange Postecoglou's run. They didn't look great to Nuno, although Nuno only played 3 games in the Premier League this season, and now it feels like they're turning it around. First Touch, we'll be right back. Nico beeps us on the mic. Stay right where you are. We have a fun show coming up your way soon.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call, because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems.
My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS or state, don't worry. I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. In today's economy, the IRS has released a variety of new rules and is offering more flexible terms to help Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. If you apply today, we may be able to lift your wage garnishments and release a freeze on your bank assets or business. Our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, they can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your IRS debt for far less than what you owe. Pick up your phone right now and call us for a free $500 IRS tax review. Don't wait. Here's the number.
Call right now. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. Again, for the last time, that's 800-943-9215.
Welcome back to First Touch. Nico beeps us on the mic. Welcome back, my friends. Something I forgot to mention, Stefanos Tsimas gets his first Premier League start in his career, which is a big, big deal for him. Tsimas is a Greek center forward playing the Premier League. If you know anything about Greek soccer players, we are not known for our attackers. We're known for our keepers and defenders, and that says a lot for him to make a start in the Premier League as the number nine for Brighton. Danny Welbeck was taking a break. He got such a bad injury in that game 20 minutes in. I thought he was his Achilles. I'm reading something about his knee. Nonetheless, it doesn't look pretty. It looks like he's going to stay out for months. So wish him a well recovery, Stefanos Tsimas. We want to see you back. Haralambos Kostoulas, though, he's waiting for his chance. So maybe we're going to see him play against, Brighton is playing West Ham on Sunday. So maybe we'll see him up top with Danny Welbeck scoring a goal. He already scored a goal, actually, against United at Old Trafford. But let's see what happens with Brighton, because they have a lot of good players, but they're underperforming massively, and I'm a little bit worried. Crystal Palace getting a Burnley 1-0. Burnley playing below their standards, in my opinion, in this game. Clean sheet, courtesy of Dean Henderson. Defense stood out with Mark Gibb, which I feel like this guy has got to go to Liverpool. He's signing. I feel like not going to Liverpool was something that is still haunting the Liverpool defense that cannot keep a clean sheet to save their lives. Crystal Palace gets a win. They were supposed to win this game, but we all know in the Premier League, you can never expect to beat these small teams because the crowd's going to be packed, the crowd's going to be loud, and you're going to have to play to win. You know what I mean? Crystal Palace gets a win, and they place themselves closer to the European position because Crystal Palace is playing in the Conference League this season, and even if they don't win it, I feel like they can play for Europa League next season, although I feel like they have to be one of the biggest favorites in Conference League. Them and Shakhtar are going to be the final unless they meet earlier than that. Liverpool versus Sunderland, 1-1 draw. I will say here comfortably and say that if Slot didn't win the championship, the league, whatever you want to call it, last year, he would have been sacked by now. And to be honest, this is a coach problem. I have been here before saying, oh, blame the players, hold the players accountable. The guy is trying to present us with something that does not look like Liverpool. And let me tell you something. If you're one of these people that you just watch the scores or the highlights of a game and you think that you watch the game, in my opinion, you don't know what you're talking about. And I can debate on this all day long. I have sat and watched minimum 12 games out of the 14 that Liverpool has played this season. And I can tell you with confidence, Liverpool is in big trouble. I have talked about their defense being fragile. I have talked about how the intensity is not there. I mean, Liverpool last season, and a lot of people are saying, right, like Klopp's mentality kind of carried on to the season, although Klopp was not there. So Slug basically got a team that was already in sync and ready to go. I'm seeing Liverpool slow. They are creating chances, sure, but there's no intensity in their game. This team is in big trouble. I'm seeing Mo Salah being completely out of sync. By the way, Mo Salah is supposed to not only play for the Copa Africa in 2 weeks, which is a big deal for the team of Egypt. Mo Salah is not going to have a lot more participations in these cups, but also he's getting ready for the World Cup, and that's a big deal as well. The guy's having one of the worst seasons in his life, and sure, it's on him, right? He should turn it around. He should play better. I'm with you. But at the end of the day, it's the coach's responsibility to find ways to make his team better. Liverpool has been in a two-month slump. They cannot play good. They cannot get any results. There is no team that they play against that is afraid of them. And what I mean by afraid of them is like, every team that plays against Liverpool, they score goals. They literally play up front. Liverpool is facing Leeds United in the upcoming weekend. Does anyone think that Leeds United is not going to score a goal against Liverpool? I don't think so. I feel like they're so in their center backs. Virgil's not playing good. Konate cannot turn his body to save his life. The guy looks like extremely slow and sloppy. By the way, a report came out that Real Madrid, although they had made an agreement with Konate, I guess this summer, because his contract expiring, they withdrew interest. This team is in big trouble. And I feel like, I honestly, God, feel like they either have to sack Slot or have to make some big signings. And I thought that sounds insane, right? Because they just signed Isak, Etiquette, Florian Wirtz, Frimpong. But listen, none of these guys are producing. And with Salah going to the Copa Africa, I feel like they're going to be even more trouble. I feel like they need to find a way to play with intensity. And until they find that identity back, they're going to keep struggling. By the way, Liverpool is sitting ninth with 22 points, tied on the scoreboard with Manchester United. And if that doesn't worry Liverpool fans, I don't know what should. That is a big, big deal. Newcastle played Tottenham Hotspur, 2-2 draw. The only thing I got to say about this game is that when Newcastle plays at home, even if they're at 0-0 all the way until minute 70, you have hope, because the goals just pour on. This is a team that keeps pressing forward. I feel like Newcastle's dropping points in this game is a big, big letdown, not just for the fans, but also for the players. Cristiano Romero will brace in this game. Bicycle kick at stoppage time with the ball traveling at half a mile per hour and literally rolling into the corner. Cristiano Romero is showing his ears to the Newcastle fans, and I feel like, I don't know, I feel like this is the biggest moment of his career, other than winning the Europa League last season, of course. Newcastle should have won this game. Spurs started with a lot of subs. I feel like the subs were there because they have Champions League football coming up, and they also have a really, really important game against Brentford over the weekend that's coming up. We're going to talk about it on the next segment. Brentford is sitting 13th. Tottenham now is sitting 11th, and Tottenham need to beat Brentford in order to be in European spot conversation, because Tottenham is now winning the Champions League. For whoever thinks that, I feel bad for you. Arsenal 2, Brentford 0. I got to say, this was such a weird game. Gyökeres did not get the start again. He seems to be coming off slow on that injury. Saka and Eze on the bench. Definitely, this is Arteta kind of managing his players' minutes and making sure that everybody stays fresh, because Arsenal is the undoubtedly favorite to win this league. They're sitting at 33 points with City right behind them at 28. It's not a big gap to cover for City, but it's breathing room, because Arsenal is capable of dropping points and still being at first, which is a huge thing for me. Late goal by Saka, 91st minute. That's where the game was put away. Raya had an amazing save. He deflected it off the post. And I got to tell you something. Raya, he had such a bad start at Arsenal. When I first watched him play a few games, I remember like this terrible game that he was having. I forget what the team was, but he was having this blunder of a game where he let in 4 goals and everybody was worried. But this is probably the best shot stopper, keeper, and good with his feet, the combo, like the Neuer combo he has. He can play great with his feet, and he can stop shots. He had this freaking save this weekend. He deflected the ball off the crossbar. Podence, he stole a goal from my guy when Arsenal played Olympiacos in a very similar manner. Podence just had a beautiful shot from inside the box, and Raya going against the curve of the ball, he just saved it again. I just envy teams that have keepers like that, because having a top-class keeper, especially in this game, if Brentford makes a 1-1, it's nervy. And Arteta said it at the end of the press conference. He said, I was nervous about the game because Brentford can score goals. I left for the end Manchester United. Listen, Manchester United dropped points at West Ham, and I feel like the most concerning thing about United dropping points in this game was the fact that half end 0-0, United is clearly in control of the game. They keep pushing, they keep pushing. They score a goal. They go up. Dalot finds himself in front of the keeper off of like a mess up in the West Ham defense. Scores, makes a 1-0. The most concerning part about this game for me is that as soon as United scored, and not show enough confidence to put the game away. And as if you want to be a top class team, if you want to be a team that, you know, you're building a winning mentality, when you go up 1-0, this is your put away and everybody relaxes. United didn't do that. And off of a crazy corner kick, header comes in from Jared Bowen, I believe. United players cleared off the line, and then on the rebound, they're nowhere to be found. Bruno Fernandes had a couple good looks in front of goal, but he was not able to convert. And United, as I said earlier, they're sitting eighth with 22 points. Listen, United is going to have a tough season. Amorim was a little bit upset because the reporters were asking him some tough questions, and he was like, I don't know, I don't know. And then he was getting upset because the reporter was saying, Ruben, how can you say I don't know? You live with these guys. They're there for you. But listen, Amorim has figured out. I don't see Amorim living. He's not getting sacked from United. So people have to get behind him. Players have to take some accountability. We'll be right back. On our next segment, we're going to talk about some Champions League, and we're going to talk about some Premier League action coming week 15 this weekend. Nico Beefs has on the mic.
Kohl's Customer Appreciation Event is here, right in time for the gift exchange. Even though everyone pretends gifting isn't a competition, it kinda is. At Kohl's, save on gifts everyone will fight over. From sweaters and flannels to air fryers, toaster ovens, and more. Because deep down, the gift exchange isn't just about giving. It's also about winning. Shop Kohl's and save on top gifts now. Select styles, some exclusions apply. Offers end December 14th. See store or kohls.com for details.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org. And help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Nico Beefsas on the mic. Welcome back to First Thought, Sports Byline and Sports Overnight America. Thank you so much for making sports happen for us. And thank you so much for believing in soccer, the fastest growing sport in the United States right now. We are going to talk about Premier League action coming our way this weekend. Let's start with the games coming up tomorrow. Aston Villa hosting Arsenal at home. Aston Villa at plus 320, plus 250 for the draw, and minus 110 for Arsenal. This is why Arteta was resting his players. This is a big one. Playing away at Aston Villa. Aston Villa looks great. They're coming off a win against Brighton. If you want to bet goals here, bet the over 2.5 and be happy. I feel like Arsenal is definitely going to come on strong, trying to score goals and not get in trouble. Although, we have seen Arsenal step up a little bit defensively, and I feel like the fact that they kept a clean sheet against Brentford was sheer luck. Goals over 2.5 is my prediction here. City versus Sunderland at home. City is sitting up minus 390, plus 550 for the draw. And Sunderland a plus 950. Now listen, City is supposed to win this game. One thing I have no, absolutely zero, to say it exactly, I have no trust in City's defense. The over 2.5 is a little bit soft. It's sitting on minus 195. I'm not an expert, but I watch these teams play week in and week out. The over 3.5 being a plus 130 is juicy. I don't think that City's going to sit back, especially at home. They're going to try to, you know, go in there and put the game away early, just like they do in every game, but especially at home when they have their crowd behind them. And I feel like Sunderland, let's be honest, Sunderland is sitting sixth on the table with 23 points. Does Sunderland have the need to sit back and defend? For what? I feel like they're going to play a fun game over there. And so I already told you what I like. Over 3.5. Don't take the 2.5 because there's no edge there. There's no juice. Newcastle facing Burnley at home. This is a game that it screams Newcastle. Newcastle sitting on minus 350, plus 500 for the draw, and plus 900 for the plus 900 for Burnley to win at Newcastle, which is not happening. I'm just telling you right now. One of the bets that I like here, especially when a team is so heavily favored on their money line, is first half win. Newcastle sitting on minus 155. I love Newcastle to win the first half in this game because I feel like not only Burnley does not have a good chance to score a goal here, but also Newcastle coming off of that late stoppage time draw, they're going to come out angry in this game and try to win because they absolutely need it. Newcastle right now is sitting deep into the table. They're 12th with 19 points, but they still have a chance if they win this game. Coming up next, the most important game, I feel like, on this slate, or the most, I would say, important for the teams that are playing it, Bournemouth facing Chelsea at home, both coming from a loss. Bournemouth needs to put something together in this game. Is this the game to win? Get them confidence. Semenyo has... He's coming off an injury, but is that an excuse? I don't think so. Chelsea has Palmer back. I don't think Palmer will start this game. I wouldn't be surprised if he does, though, because Chelsea had a blunder against Leeds United, and I feel like the only way to get over a bad result in sports in general is to get a good result back. So the over 2.5 is a minus 160. I love Bournemouth or draw here. I believe it's a minus 130. I feel like Bournemouth gets at least a point at home. I don't see them winning. I think this is the fifth game in a row that they're looking for points. I feel like they have a lot of losses in a row. I don't want to mistake and say something that I don't know, but here we go. Tottenham facing Brentford at home. Plus 135 for Tottenham win, plus 250 for the draw, and Brentford is sitting up plus 200. Big game for Tottenham. Absolutely need a win. Champions League football is around the corner, so I still expect Xavi Simons to come back in the starting 11. I expect Kudus to start. I expect Richarlison to start. All these guys, except for Kudus, were on the bench for the game against Newcastle away from home, which they still got a point on. The over 2.5 is juicy here for me, because it's sitting at plus 120, both these teams are bound to score goals, and playing against a team that will give you a lot of space, especially Tottenham at home, they're going to open up and they're going to try to make this game fun for their fans. Over 2.5 is my pick. Everton facing Forest. This is sort of a relegation battle, although Everton is now 10th clear, about 9 points clear off the relegation table, off the relegation spot. Can Forest get a point here? Back-to-back away games. I feel like their confidence has got to be up. Forest's downfall. I was talking about this with my friends a couple days ago, but Chris Wood is still out. Gibbs White is not himself. Alanga was sold to Newcastle. A lot of key players of last year's success are now part of this club, and they're struggling big time. Igor Jesus scored his first goal in 14 games in the Premier League yesterday. I mean, 2 days ago against Wolves. That tells you all you need to know of what it looks like to struggle in terms of like your position on the table. We have some really fun games coming. Leeds is hosting Liverpool. I believe Salah will play this game and the next one in Champions League, and then he's out for Copa Africa. Very, very big game for Liverpool. No room for excuses. Go there and win. Go there, score goals, be yourself, bring up the intensity, and show everybody that you can still contend for something, because they're starting to seem troubled. I talked about this earlier. I don't want to repeat myself. I believe that Leeds is going to score a goal in this game. Let me see what Leeds is to score a goal. I bet you it's like heavily favored. Yeah, Leeds to score a goal, -290. Books are confident Leeds is scoring a goal, -800 for Liverpool to score a goal. So both teams to score, very possible. Over 2.5, I would say a safe bet here, because Leeds attacks at home and they're coming off of a great offensive game against Chelsea that they scored 3 goals. Brighton is facing West Ham. Brighton is looking for a big win here. West Ham finds a way with Nuno to get points, which was very important to them. They're still in a relegation battle, so I don't expect miracles from Nuno. Danny Welbeck is going to come back on the lineup. I hope to see Costulas play in this game, since Tsimikas is going to be out. And a -185, it doesn't look juicy enough. This is a matchup that screams goals. I know I keep saying it. I keep saying about games, but just look at the match weeks and tell me. There's certain teams, Brighton, West Ham, Villa, that they score goals and they concede goals left and right. So I absolutely love it. One of my favorite picks, and I'm not an expert, I'm saying this one more time, is Palace to win away at Fulham. Do not let Fulham's 4 goals against City scare you. Fulham is a terrible team. I've said this from the get. Even when they play at home, they play so slow. They're so hard. It's so hard for them to score goals. And I feel like this is the biggest demise. They tried to sign a couple guys at the end of the transfer window during the summer. They did not manage to do so, and now they're in big trouble. Palace is an amazing team. They're coming off of a win at Burnley. I'm going to take a look real quick to see if Palace has any injury problems going into this game, because if they don't, this is a great spot for Palace to be. I feel like it's a team that can defend well. I feel like it's a team that can score goals and, at the end of the day, create big problems. Sar is out. But listen, guess what? Kamada is going to play. Great, great, great attacking midfielder that can play on the wing as well. So +180 for Palace to win away from home against Fulham. A ton of value in that for me. Monday game. I teased it earlier. I was talking to Tyler and I was telling him that every time I bet on United, they find a way to screw me over. And I feel like I'm not the only one. I can be the only one. Wolves sitting at +330, +300 for the draw, and -130 for United to beat a team that has not had a win yet in the Premier League. Wolves are sitting on the bottom of the table with a grand total of 2 points. They have a ridiculous -22 goal difference. They've scored 7 and conceded 29. And United, coming off of such a bad result, again, I'm explaining, I'm not saying West Ham is a terrible team, although they are in the relegation zone, but to concede a goal so late at home and not put it away has got to hurt. I cannot see United not winning this game. Although it would be entertaining, the memes would be great, Goldbridge would be losing his mind, I feel like United at -130 might be the best spot on this entire slate, because United has to go there and win. They have to. There's no excuses. Amorim has to find a way to beat this team. If they don't beat this team, the locker rooms are not going to be fun. I'm just saying that right now, because at the end of the day, when it comes to teams that are used to winning, when you're playing the bottom of the league, this has got to win. There's no other result to play for. Haaland, talking about the Premier League, he's at the top right now. I said earlier how he's the first player in history to reach 100 goals in 111 appearances. What an absolute record for this monster of a center forward. Best one-touch finisher right now in the world. And I talked about Champions League. Champions League is coming over next week. We have a lot of fun. I'm sorry, my accent can get crazy sometimes. Fun matchups. Champions League standings still with Arsenal on top, PSG, Bayern Munich, Inter, Real Madrid, Dortmund, Chelsea, and Sporting are in the first 8 teams, which is the ticket to go directly to top 16. Whoever finishes from 9th to 28th has got to play playoffs. So all the top teams have got to aim for that. The most important games for me here have got to be Barcelona facing Eintracht Frankfurt at home. They're sitting at -575. And I even rate Eintracht Frankfurt. The books give no chance to Eintracht Frankfurt because Barcelona has got to win this game. They have to. They're coming off of a 3-0 loss away at Chelsea. I know they had a red card, but at the moment they're sitting 18th on the table with 7 points. We're talking about Barcelona here. We're not talking about some scrub club. But this shows you what a high-level Champions League season we're watching. And I feel like last season was just as strong and just as high as caliber. There is no easy games in the Champions League. Whoever you're playing, they can create problems for you. And you can ask Manchester City that last week they lost to Bayer Leverkusen 2-0. Bayer Leverkusen that sold literally half their team and let their coach go, Xabi Alonso, the guy that led them to glory, literally tore apart the team and they won away at City. So you're not safe. Liverpool is facing Inter Milan. I believe, as I said earlier, this is going to be Mo Salah's last game before he leaves for Copa Africa. Liverpool sitting at +190. If this is normal Liverpool, I would say, oh my goodness, what an amazing value. But listen, you cannot trust Liverpool this year. And I feel like Inter being at +130 is better value for this game. I feel like Inter is going to play a great game against them and create a lot of trouble. Arsenal is facing Club Brugge away from home. I feel like this is going to be a win for them. Paris Saint-Germain is facing Bilbao away from home. Bilbao is not having a great season. And the biggest game, we're going to cover it when I come back for the 2-minute drill. Real Madrid hosting Manchester City. This is why we watch the Champions League, for this kind of games. Mbappe, anytime goal scorer, I'm teasing. Nico Beef says we'll be right back for the 2-minute drill. Sports Byline USA.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers. And we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
Hey, vacation lovers. It's finally time to use all those random facts you learned on TikTok for something that actually matters. It's the Radio Trivia Challenge from thevacationbuddies.com. All right, here's how it works. Be one of the first 10 callers right now, and you'll score a complimentary three-day, two-night getaway from the Vacation Buddies. You'll stay at none other than Westgate Resorts in your choice of Vegas, Orlando, Myrtle Beach, or Branson. You ready? According to Travel Stats, which of these three cities is the most visited vacation destination in the U.S.? A, Las Vegas, B, Orlando, C, New York City. First 10 callers get the trip. So stop scrolling and start dialing. And let's see if TikTok actually taught you anything.
Be one of the first 10 callers. Call Vacation Buddies right now. 800-340-1834. 800-340-1834. 800-340-1834. That's 800-340-1834.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Back for the 2 minutes. First touch, Sports Byline USA and Overnight America. Nico beefs us on the mic. I was talking about earlier the matchup of the slate in terms of Champions League. Manchester City facing Real Madrid. Listen, this matchups just get me going. I mean, Real Madrid at home facing City. 4 wins for City, 5 draws and 5 wins for Real Madrid. This is their history. And something that's really interesting in terms of, like, you know, this matchup is that they're 24 goals even against each other. Like, this is a zero goal differential. That's pretty rare to find. I expect Mbappe to score a goal. I expect this game to be wide open for both teams because Real Madrid, you know, they have these guys up front that are gearing up for the World Cup. Mbappe has been extremely hot. He had a beautiful goal against Bilbao. He had, a brace, I believe, and an assist. Put that game away early. And then City, on the other hand, as I said earlier, they have Haaland, which is the best one-touch finisher in the world right now. First in the Premier League in goal scoring, and also kind of the new Cristiano Ronaldo, if you don't mind me saying, in terms of how frequent he scores goals and also how beautiful he does it. I expect this game to be fun. Over 3.5 is set up plus 115. Real Madrid is plus 125. Draw is plus 285. And then City to win is plus 180, which I feel like, you know, if they were plus 200, it would be like, okay, Madrid is a clear favorite here, but they're keeping it respectful because they know City has the talent and the firepower to go there and produce a win. I feel like a draw is a very possible result here because both of these teams are not going to want to drop points. And in terms of, like, their position on the table, it's going to help them to get a point versus losing. Olympiacos, my team, is playing Kairat. I know you guys have no idea who Olympiacos is, but they're sitting on minus 195. I will be putting them in every single parlay. This is their last opportunity for Olympiacos to make it to the next phase of Champions League. We need to go 3-for-3 against Kairat Almaty, which is a team we've never played before because this is the first appearance in Champions League history. So I hope they do it. Thank you so much for spending an hour, my friends. World Cup, Premier League, Champions League. Nico Beefsas was on the mic. And again, thank you so much to First Thought Sports over Latin America and Sports Byline USA. We'll catch you next Friday, 5 p.m. Eastern. Thank you so much. See you next week.